From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities in Turkey are continuing to round up thousands of military and judiciary officials suspected of having roles in last Friday's failed coup. The United States is urging Turkey to exercise restraint and act within the rule of law as it investigates last week's coup, and amid conflicting reports whether a former Air Force commander confessed to being a ringleader of the attempted takeover. Lisa Bryant reports.
The message from Washington and Brussels is clear. Both support Turkey's elected government following the aborted coup. Both are also watchful of its next steps. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry delivered that warning Monday after meetings with his European Union counterparts in the Belgium capital.
And we will certainly support bringing the perpetrators of the coup to justice, but we also caution against a reach that goes well beyond that and stress the importance of the democratic rule being upheld.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini also warned against reports Ankara is considering reintroducing the death penalty. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Protesters in the U.S. are marching near the site of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. By the end of the week, the delegates gathered to the convention will nominate Donald Trump as its presidential candidate for the upcoming November election. The party's convention got underway Monday with the focus on national security and immigration. Trump's wife, Melania Trump, is among the speakers addressing the delegates in a national TV audience. Trump will accept the nomination Thursday after outlasting 16 other candidates during the primary election season. His rival in the race for the White House, Democrat Hillary Clinton, will accept the Democratic nomination at her party's convention in Philadelphia next week. This is VOA News. The World Anti-Doping Agency is urging the International Olympic Committee to ban all Russian teams from the upcoming Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. The WADA also wants the IOC to ban all Russian officials from access to international competition next month. AP reporting that an investigator looking into the Russian doping found the country's state directed a widespread cheating program. The lead investigator, Richard McLaren, told reporters Monday that evidence shows a Moscow laboratory operated for the protection of doped Russian athletes within a state-dictated fall-safe system.
In essence, the disappearing positive methodology allowed transformation of positive analytical results into a negative one by an order from the Deputy Minister of Sport.
That program prevented Russian athletes from testing positive, but McLaren, whose report went public Monday, said Russia's cheating also included World Championship competition in 2013 in track and 2015 in swimming. In the United States, family and friends are remembering the three law enforcement officers shot to death in the southern city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sunday by what appears to be a lone U.S. military veteran. Louisiana's Governor John Bel Edwards urging people not to let the acts of this killer totally disrupt their lives.
Even though tensions are high, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of questions. I want people to be reassured that they can get out today, do what they need to do in terms of going to work or elsewhere, resume to the maximum degree possible their normal lives. And we are going to find a way in Baton Rouge and around the state and around the country, I believe, to come together, and out of this tragedy, we're going to be stronger, more united than ever.
As the officers are remembered, authorities are trying to find out more about the suspect, Gavin Long of Kansas City, Missouri, who expressed anger toward police in social media postings after police in Baton Rouge fatally shot a black man, setting off nationwide protests. U.S. health officials say they believe that a man who recently died while infected with the Zika virus in the state of Utah passed the disease to a caregiver beforehand, raising questions about how the virus is spread. Officials with the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention said Monday that the caregiver appears to have recovered from the infection. Zika is spread primarily through mosquito bites. Experts are especially concerned about infected mosquitoes biting pregnant women. They say this could cause a disease which is linked to brain defects from birth. For details on these stories and more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.